Episode 634, How to Get Fit If You Hate Exercise.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy day, sweet ladies. It is a gorgeous day, and I pray that you are having a marvelous week. How are you doing? How are you really doing? Where's your mindset been all week? Have you been really expanding where you want to go? Have you been dreaming bigger? Have you taken your dreams off the back burner and put them on the forefront and said, you know what? I'm going to start exploring this. I hope you have, because that means what? You're feeling alive. You are rejuvenated. Your spirit is becoming invigorated. And today we're talking about fitness. Yes, we are. How to get fit if you hate exercise. Now, maybe you love exercise, but I still want you to listen in, because you might be able to help someone within your family or some friends. And you may be able to say, you know what? Have you listened to this? This may apply to you. We think it's very straightforward exercise, but it really isn't in some circumstances. It's based on our perspective. So that's what we're chatting about today during our girl time. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you are here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com, where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions, where you can keep your life simple so you can pursue a happy, healthy lifestyle. It's all about creating your now, where you are, so you can become your best selfie. And part of that, one of those pillars that we have to have within the mind, body, and spirit is what? Fitness. This is Power Pack Wednesday. Power Pack Wednesday, we focus on what? Nutrition or fitness? Today, we're focusing on fitness. How to get fit if you hate exercise. Do you hate exercise? Or do you choose to make it a part of it, but you still kind of dread it? Because part of being healthy includes exercise in your daily routine. Intentional movement that gets your body moving and grooving. That's what we want. But how to get fit if you hate exercise? I did not like exercise. When I was growing up, I did it because I was active. And I think if I was in today's world as a child, I would probably have a lot of difficulty with it, because I would be more apt to be creative sitting down. I would do some dancing with my ice skating and then cheering and dancing and all of that. I would be active in that regard. But I think some of my stuff would require more sitting. And that's what our society has switched to. Yes, technology is awesome. Our advances are fantastic. But it has hurt the human body, which then affects the human mind and the human spirit. And we've got to have all three in order to work at our optimal, in order to be at our greatness. How to get fit if you hate exercise? That's a dilemma, and one that most of us don't want to acknowledge. I didn't really want to talk about it. Me, hate exercise? Come on, I'm a personal trainer. I should love exercise. Oh no. Seriously, if I didn't have to exercise, do you think I would? There's much more I can do with my time. I can sleep an extra hour. I could have more playtime with my children. I could work on my business. I could have more opportunities to chat with you and have girl time. I could go shopping. I could read a book. What about you? What would you do if you didn't have to exercise? What would you fill that time up with? I know you would find something, but the pros of exercise outweigh the cons. The health benefits I get in return for my life benefits, they're huge. It's worth my time, but that doesn't mean I love it. And that doesn't mean that you have to love it either. There are days that you just tolerate exercise. You just check it off the to-do list. I got it done. For me, that's why I like to do it in the mornings. Because as my day progresses, as I go through it, oh my goodness, my excuse list gets deeper and deeper. Oh, I've got to go run the kids here. I've got a doctor's appointment here. I need to write this here for this publication. I need to be working on this program. I need to record an episode for the podcast. It's very easy for my excuses to become my exercise. And I don't want that, Because I know for me to be healthy, for me to work at my optimal greatness, the way God created me to be, I have got to include that intentional movement. How to get fit if you hate exercise. When I mention the word exercise, what comes to mind? Oh my goodness, OMG, right? How much time will it take? That's usually the first. You see something on Facebook, oh, come to this, I'm working out here. And I see in the comment section, how long is the class? How much time will it take? What will it cost me? How much can I lose? When can I go shopping for a new wardrobe? What do all those questions have in common? The numbers. It's the numbers, the numbers. The numbers are holding you back, scaring you in the opposite direction. It's feeding your excuses. The numbers on the scale, the numbers on the hanger, the numbers on the clock, the numbers of repetitions. How many times do I have to do this exercise before I can say I am done? How long do I have to really work out to say that I actually worked out and I can claim it that I exercised today? How to get fit if you hate exercise? We have all these ifs, right? If you have to force yourself to exercise, do you realize that there's a 90% chance you won't continue long-term? Long-term now, we're not just trying to do the quick fix here. We're talking about a lifestyle change. So you can be at your greatest all the time. When you're working with your clients, when you're with your children, when you're having fun on family vacations, you want to be at your prime. But if you have to force yourself, you're not going to do anything long term. Another excuse I hear all the time is motivation. Oh man, I just need to get motivated. Well, it's not the doing part that's the problem. There's something else that's holding you back. What is it? Because ultimately, we're hiding from something. The motivation, what? We talk about taking aim. Action ignites motivation. If you're in action, you're going to be producing benefits. And so that's going to keep you going. But usually there's an underlining reason, something hidden that we don't like to talk about or we don't want to explore with a coach for fear of what we might uncover. But that's ultimately what's holding you back. It's not the motivation. It's not the doing part. It's something else. Maybe you're waiting for this all-in mentality. Oh, I'm all in. When I'm all in, then I will exercise. Because if I wait and I start before I'm really ready, did you know that most diets are started on a Monday? Why? Well, because we're used to everything starts on Monday. It's easy. And we get what? The weekend free to splurge. But did you know what? We need to be doing starting our diets on a different day. But see, we're not talking about diets here. We're talking about what? A lifestyle. This is a lifestyle, something that you need to work into your routine, daily routine, to keep you at your prime. You could be prime at 70 years old and you could be prime at 28 years old and all in between. But you have to have this pillar of exercise. Fitness has got to be a part of that lifestyle. But if you wait for the all-in mentality, I'm telling you, you're going to be waiting for a lifetime. And then it's going to be too late. And you're going to end up going to those doctor's appointments over and over again, taking medication to take away the symptoms of what is now failing you because you didn't do things 10, 20 years before. There's never going to be a perfect time. The all-in mentality is just stopping you. And some of us with exercise, we just find it boring. But what is it really boring? When you're exercising, what part of it's boring? I mean, if you're moving your body, how can that be boring? Move it in the way that you want. Turn on the music that you like, whether it's country, whether it's praise music, whether it's rock out, heavy metal. I don't care what it is. It could be opera. You can still work out to it. And some people, they would prefer to listen to a podcast, people talking, or a book. Now, depending upon what kind of workout I'm doing, I'll listen to a book or I'll hear a podcast. But if I really want to make sure I take that information in and, you know, put it into my long-term memory and I have to focus on it more, sometimes I can't do it with all my workouts. That's just me personally. So you got to figure out what works. But it's just another excuse, right? Oh, exercise is boring. I don't want to do it. And then sometimes our past comes back to haunt us. The little ghost that says, you were never good at this. What were you thinking? You've tried four other times to lose weight and get into shape and to try to do exercise. And why do you keep doing it? Because you keep failing at it. You lose 10, 20 pounds, but then you gain back another 10 to 25 pounds. It just doesn't seem fair, so why even try? How to get fit if you hate exercise. If this is what we need to create your now in your life, how are you going to fit it in? What are you going to do? If you could wave that magic wand, what would it be for you? How would you benefit? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Take aim on the benefits. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. Take aim on the benefits. The problem is we're too focused on the negative. We're too focused on what we can't. We're too focused on the I hate exercise. We're too focused on how long do I have to go for the run? How long do I have to be sweaty? How much time am I going to lose on my calendar or in my day? You need to focus on what? The benefits. Take aim on the benefits. We're going to break this down, but I want to give you some of the benefits so you understand them. And some of them, you just know, but we choose to ignore them. So I want to review them with you. Some of the benefits of exercise is this: decrease the risk of various diseases like high cholesterol, diabetes, cardiovascular diseases. You want to get rid of those diseases, right? You want to live longer, but with quality, I hope, not just with quantity of time. I mean, if you're going to live, let's say, to be 89 to 90 plus years, don't you want to have a quality of life behind that? So a benefit of exercise is going to decrease the risk of various diseases. So exercise, an awesome reason to. It increases longevity. Now get this. According to a Taiwanese study, 15 minutes, okay, you heard me, 15 minutes of exercise daily prolongs your life by 3 years. Whoa, how cool. And if it's going to do all these other benefits, I am so in. Because we might as well, if we're going to live longer, let's be healthier and have a quality of life behind it. I mean, how cool would it be to see your great-grandchildren and be able to build blocks with them, to be able to read with them, to be able to run, maybe not as fast like you do now, but to chase after them? How cool. It would be awesome. So it increases longevity. It improves your mood. Oh, yes. In the brain, chemical happy is turned on. It does. Increases better mood. It also helps with what? Depression. Okay, it's the opposite. So that's important. It increases energy. If you're too tired, go exercise. I know it doesn't sound right, but it's so true. If you're too tired, you actually need to go exercise. You're going to actually increase your energy level. Regular exercise boosts your endurance. Your body functions at a higher rate. It's able to stabilize, say that three times fast, it's able to stabilize better your blood pressure, your heart rate. Everything comes down, it sizzles down. Everything changes for you, for the better. So it increases the energy. It improves sleep. Who needs more sleep? Oh, yes. Now, you have to be careful. Sometimes, like for me, if I exercise too close to bedtime, oh man, I get a rush depending upon what I'm working out on. I mean, if I go for a nice long run before I go to bed, not a good idea for me. It's just my body. For some people, that has no effect on them. So you have to figure out what works for you. But overall, it improves sleep. And we all need sleep. That is part of one of the pillars of life that we need to do to take care of ourselves. It also improves our sex life. Who couldn't use some improvement in the sexual intimacy part of your life? Yeah, everybody can. So, hey, all the more reasons, right? It's a benefit. It also helps control weight. And I don't like to say it necessarily that way, even though it's important, because sometimes as we get older, we tend to put on more weight depending upon our eating and our movement strategies. Are we moving enough versus, you know, what we're taking in, how we're feeding our body? There's a lot of stuff. But what it really does is it encourages muscle retention. It keeps you what? Building muscle. Building muscle keeps you what? Strong. That keeps you what? Functional. As you get older, you want to stay functional. You really do. You want to be able to lift that half a gallon of milk, not even the gallon anymore, because you're an empty nester. It's just you and your hubby. And every once in a while, you have to lift the gallon when you have, you know, the grandkids come over. But you need to be able to do the functional stuff, lifting the groceries, putting things away, reaching over your head, bending down to get laundry out. That's functional living. What you need to do day-to-day living. So that's ultimately what it helps you with. These are benefits of exercise. So your kiss is take aim on the benefits. Stop focusing on the negative. Don't look at the numbers. Oh my gosh, you know, how much weight am I going to lose? You know, is my dress size going to go down? How much time is this going to take away from me? How much money is it going to take from my bank account? And am I ever going to see that number on that scale go down? Those are the negative things that we look for. The negative numbers. We don't need to focus on the negative numbers. You need to focus on what? Take aim on the benefits. Number one, do what you enjoy. Do what you enjoy. Yes, you could have anybody tell you that you need to do this particular strength training workout and it's going to benefit you this. But if you frankly just like to dance, then guess what? Dance. Dance. Have fun with it. But don't just slow dance. Get your heart rate up there and change the music up a little bit. So do what you enjoy. If you enjoy playing tennis, go play tennis. If you enjoy doing golf, go play golf. But guess what? Walk. Unless it was an 18-hole and you just want to kind of pull your cart behind you. But seriously, walk. Get that exercise. It's important. Number two, start small. There's no reason to sit here and say, okay, this is it. I have committed. I am all in and I am going to do 30 minutes a day. And you've never done it before in like 10 years. And you're going to commit to this. If you sit there and try to put yourself in time constraints, you're going to freak out after about 2 weeks because it's going to seem too long. And then you're going to be saying it's too boring. And you're going to start rationalizing what? All the negative. So start small. Because ultimately, when you start small, what are you doing? You're building a habit. Shh, your brain doesn't know that. Because if you start too big, the brain goes, what? Oh my gosh, you're trying to do something. I don't like this. You're confusing me. Stop, back away. And so then you begin to what? Self-doubt. Do I really, you know, I was never successful at this. What am I doing? Yes, you know, you don't want to go there. So start small. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And include that with what you enjoy, right? So you've got number one, do what you enjoy. Number two, start small. Number three, build consistency. Build the consistency. One step leads to miles of greatness. As you begin this new chapter, looking at the benefits, going, oh my gosh, I really want to be able to sleep well. Maybe for you, that is imperative right now. You have younger children, you feel like you're just exhausted all the time, then that's a benefit you need to focus on and say, gosh, if I could just sleep better, is it worth my 5 or 10 minutes of time? And eventually you'll begin to find and see other benefits and you're like, okay, I can do this. And automatically what? You'll start increasing your time. You'll find things that you enjoy doing for longer periods. And it doesn't have to be necessarily every day. There are some friends that I have that go and play tennis only on the weekends. And then during the weekdays, they may do a little bit of cardio and then they do some strength training. It's not like they do tennis every single day. But they can play tennis for a half a day because they are working and building the consistency with their daily routine. But they didn't start out trying to do tennis all in a half day, every single day, because that's going to be too long and you're going to what? Go down that negative rabbit hole. You don't want to go down there. So take aim on the benefits. See what you can do to look at exercise as a love for the benefits that it gives you. Wipe away the negative. Throw it in the trash can and look at all the positive that's before you. So now I want to hear from you. I want to know how you're going to take your aim on the benefits of exercise. What's your focus? Send it to me, christianne@createyournow.com. My email is in the show notes. Just click on it. It'll open up and you can send me a quick little note. I want to hear from you and what you're doing. And at the same time, if you have a question for me, you can jot it down too. I'd be happy to answer it here and bring it online for all to hear. Have an amazing week. You don't have to hate exercise. You can get fit, even though you may kind of want to push it off to the side. It's imperative for you to building your greatness, your foundation of being absolutely incredible. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.